Thank you for joining Truth and Love Ministries, where we exist to connect people to God, to connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. Connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or visit us on the web at truthandlove.tv, where you will also find our weekly broadcast. On the go and want to know what's going on at Truth and Love? Simply visit your mobile app store and download the Truth and Love app and get information on services, events, and even messages right at your fingertips. Tune in now where the message is already in progress.
Old Testament speaking, when you really do your study, the people of God, their tithe looked like about 25%. Come on, you want to say to the truth of the text. Come on, their tithe looked like about 25%. And they wasn't even able to glean the corners of their field because God said, no, leave that for the poor. If they were harvesting their wheat and a bale of wheat fell off, God said, don't pick that up, leave that for the poor. So that was a requirement according to the law. And so it wasn't free will. It was a requirement. But here, this is why I tithe not because of the Levitical order, not because it was law, not because it was legislated by God, but because of the principle of the tithe. Let me tell you something real good, because this is another myth. Tithing is a biblical concept. I said tithing is a biblical concept. The first thing people say, soon as somebody probably already on YouTube, they probably already deleted you, sorry. They probably already kicked you off Facebook, I'm sorry. Every time I talk about this, or anybody you know talk about this, they always say tithing is Old Testament. That is a false preacher. He's a false pastor. That's another pimp in the pulpit trying to get your money, because tithing is Old Testament. You're right, but you're not complete. Come on here. You can be right, but you'll be incomplete, because tithing is the Old Testament principle. It's a New Testament principle. It's a biblical principle. It's one of those things in the Old Testament that go from covenant to covenant. Come on. There's a lot of things, thank you, that God expelled in the Old Covenant. There's a lot of things that God did away with under the law. But tithing was before the law. It is a principle. Somebody say principle. It's a principle. It's what God used. Where do you see this at, Pastor? Where do you see the principle of the tithe? We go all the way back to the garden. Let me work. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. Look what it says. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden. Verse 17. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. I see the principle of the tithe. That God said, you can have everything you want, but don't touch my part. You can have everything you want, but this belongs to me. Come on, we can talk about Abraham and Melchizedek. We can talk about Jacob, where Jacob vowed to God and said, I'm going to give you a tenth. I may teach on one of those. I don't know. I'm still kind of in the middle. But Abraham, the patriarchs believed in tithe. The patriarchs said, God had revealed in their spirit that they need to do this before Moses. It was before the law, before Exodus and Deuteronomy. It was before all of this. The principle of the tithe is a biblical principle. And what is the principle? What is God showing us? God is telling us that I own it all. I own everything. I'm God over everything. And I say all of this belongs to me, but don't you touch my part. It's a principle. Somebody say principle. I believe you ought to tithe your day. I believe you ought to tithe your worship. I believe you ought to tithe everything about you, everything about what you do. You ought to give God his part. I believe it's not just about money. I believe it's about every area of your life. That what you're trying to say, what God, how do you want me to use it? I know you just don't got me with this new car just for me. How do you want me to use it? Do I need to pick somebody up? Do I need to give somebody a ride? What do I need to do? I need to give you something because you gave me everything. That's what I believe. It could have been another misconception, but I can't put them all in there. So many people don't give, don't tithe because of the amount. Because of the amount, because they say, the church don't need my $50. What them $50 gonna do? And then they don't give because of the amount, because they're gonna say, that $500, that's too much money. Y'all can't be cutting the mic off in the middle of me talking like that. Come on, y'all. Y'all cannot be doing that. Because I ain't heard Nathan Jones just then. I was like, my God, we went right back to 100% virtual just that fast. Like I had a quantum leap moment just then. Because we'll say, man, they ain't going to miss my little $20. They ain't going to miss my little $50. My little $100 ain't going to make no difference. They say, that's $1,000. You know what I can do with all that? You know what I can do with that? The amount is insignificant. It's according to how the Lord has prosper you. It's how he has prospered you. Oh, come on, somebody. The amount is insignificant. I am to do what God has required. Number two, I'm going to tell you why I'm tithing. I tithe because the Prince of Peace said so. Huh. That's why I'm tithing. I'm tithing not just because of the principle. Come on, the tithing is Old Testament. Tithing is under the law. Tithing is a biblical principle. It transcends the testaments. It's before the law, during the law, and after the law. And then also I tithe because the Prince of Peace said, Matthew 23:23, look what he said. What sorrows await you, teachers of religious law, you Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are careful to tithe even the tiniest income from your herb garden. God, Jesus saying to them, you are so careful to tithe, you're so careful to give, but you're a bunch of hypocrites. You're doing all of that, but look what he said, but you ignore the more important aspects of the law, like justice and mercy and faith. What did Jesus say? You just can't give your money and be mean. Just can't give your money and be nasty. Just can't give your money and tithe, and then you think that's all sins are forgiven. No, Jesus said, no, you're not doing it. You're not, that's not the right way to do. But look what he said, you should tithe.
Oh, really?
He said, it's right there, Matthew 23:23, New Living Translation. He said, you should tithe. He's not saying, oh, you're doing this, you hypocrites, you shouldn't tithe. And I just believe, well, a lot of people talk about this when it comes to certain topics, hot button issues. They'll say Jesus never said anything about it. Jesus never talked about it. I think that's one of the weakest arguments, because we'll say the argument from silence, because Jesus never said nothing about it. If it was so important, New Testament church, why Jesus didn't say it? If it homosexuality was so important, why Jesus never said it? If this is, we can name all this a weed and all this other stuff. If it was so important, why Jesus, that's one of the weakest arguments. He didn't say anything about molestation either. Hello? There's a lot of things he didn't say that we know wrong. Oh, God, help me. Jesus said, you should tithe. He said, yes. He just didn't believe you either. Jesus, everybody said, yes. He said, everybody, for real? Yes. He said, he's going to tell on the screen. Look at it. Yes. But do not neglect the more important things. In other words, we still talking about tithing. In other words, you've been around truth and love. Jesus is saying, You are Pharisees, doctors of the law. You're supposed to tithe. What about all this other stuff? I can flip it and put it in reverse. You've been around us for years. See what we're doing. See what we're trying to do. See where we're going. See the hand of the Lord on this ministry. And I still got to convince you to tithe. We still talking about this. We still circling the wagon. I still got to convince you. If you don't know me by now. I don't know why I got this Motown on me today. You will never, ever, ever know me. Ooh. If you've been around us all this time and you don't know us by now, you never going to. Come on, y'all come back. Because I took somebody out right there. They back at the juke joint. Come on, they. That's that nubby there. That's my daddy. That's from one movie here. Boom. Mm. Boom. That's it. It took him like 6 months. He just do that. And somebody came back to the juke joint. Come on. They ain't called the club back then. It was a juke joint. Come on, y'all come back. Hebrew writer, I got to hurry. Hebrew writer, look what Hebrew 6:1 said. Therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage of teaching. Tithing is elementary, my friend. Tithing is something that I'm going to catch as a baby Christian. And then some of us have been grown in the Lord. And we still ducking and dodging and hiding and manipulating and trying to buck the system. You know why I tithe? I tithe because it's God's property. That's why I tithe, because it belongs to God. Leviticus 27:30, it says every tithe of the land, whether seed of the land or first fruits, is the Lord's. It is holy. Verse 32 says that it is holy. The tithe belongs to God. It is holy. Come on here. I tell you, every time when you get paid, come on, when that money hits your account, you ought to do it like Rafiki did Simba. Come on. He held little Simba up and he said, come on, I wish I could be. That ain't the right movie. What did he say? Anyway, but yeah, he held him up. The circle of life. That's what it was. The circle. Hell up, Rafiki, hell up, Simba. That's like, then you ought to hold your tithe because it's holy. Get it out of there. Push it out. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. It's all right. I tithe. Let me hurry up. I tithe. They falling off the wagon. But it's okay. The wagon keep on going. That's all right. Come on. I tithe because I love God. Here, I believe, is the root of the issue. It's the root of the issue. It's my heart. It's my heart, because love is action. Love. Come on. If I love someone, come on. When I spend time with someone, when I got relationship with someone, come on. It bursts something in me. It causes me to spring into action. I just can't say that I love someone. Just can't say that I'm a part of somebody's life and I don't spring into action and I don't do anything. No, my friend. Look. Can I tell you? Jesus said, if you love me, he said, then you'll keep my commandments. He said, if you say you love me and you don't give
give. You don't say you love me and you don't obey me. You say you love and you don't do what the word says. You don't love me. Just give me lip service. Matthew 6:21 says, for where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. I can tell you what you love. Let me look at your bank account. I tell you what you love. I can tell you what has your heart. Let me look at your receipts. Let me find out what you're buying. Let me see, because wherever you spend your money at, that's where your heart is. But if you really love God, you wouldn't have no red, wouldn't be no paddle, wouldn't be no wrestle about being able to get what it is that God is saying belongs to him. Matthew 6:24 said, you cannot serve two masters, for either you will hate the one or you will love the other. He will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. You just can't do it. If money's still bothering you, if money's still got it ruling your heart, come on, the love of money is the root of all evil. Money in and of itself is not evil, but my love for it, my chase for it, my passion for it, my desire for it, it becomes evil. But God said, you can't serve me and your pocket.
I give because I love the Lord. Many don't give because they haven't matured in this area. For God so loved the world. His love constituted him giving. He giving. And when I give, I got to do this. Come on, let me say it. I type because God is my source. I type because he's my source. I type because God is my power. He's my power. He's my source. That's why I type, because I understand that whatever I have, God gave it to me. Whoever I am, God made me. Come on, I got to say that to somebody, because you think it's your degrees. No, it's not your degrees, my friend. God is my source. You know what? It's not your job. Them people will love you today and fire you tomorrow. It's not your job. It's not your education. It's not what you've done. But God is my source. Come on, you can be broke. You can be on an unemployment and still be looking cute, still be looking good, still God be having his hand on you. It's not about a job. It's not about what you have attained and what you have. God is my source. God take good care of me. Oh, I got to roll, y'all. Y'all skip all those verses. James said every good and every perfect gift comes from the Lord. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4:7, he says, who are you to make different? Everything you have, it comes from God. Deuteronomy 8:18 said, you shall remember the Lord your God. He said, for it is he who gives you power to get well. Lord have mercy. You got to keep this in mind, because when it comes to the things of God and when it comes to what it is that God has given us, it's him that give me the strength to get up in the morning. It's him that give me the strength to be able to work on that job. It's him that give me the strength to be able to take care of them kids, be able to do whatever it is I'm doing. It is he that give me power to get wealth. I'm getting ready to roll out of here. I'm trying to help you. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help you. I'm not a performer. I'm a pastor. I got to help you in this area, because God has called us to be able to make sure that we do what we need to do to support the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here, look at the book. The book says, as we look at Malachi, whose name means my messenger. Malachi is prophesying to a group of people. He's teaching the group of people who have returned from exile. You would think when the people of God have returned from exile, you'll think that they have their act together. You would think after they've been in Babylon in captivity for 70 some years, you would think they'll have their act together. You would think after they've been through a pandemic, exile, that they have their act together. You think after they've been exiled, quarantined, you think after they've been exiled, that they'll have their act together. You would think after God kept them through all that mess, you think they'll have their act together. But no, Malachi is calling the people of God back. He said, I'm the Lord your God, I don't change. He said, that's the only reason why you haven't been consumed. Malachi 3:6 said, you, because I don't change. He said, but I'm calling you back to me. And that's what God is doing. God is calling us back to him. He's saying, come back to me and don't come with your body. But I need you to bring everything. Come back to me. You know why I type? I type because I don't want to pilfer God. I don't want to pilfer. I don't want to steal. I don't want to rob. Oh, the scripture said in verse 8, will a man rob God? Oh, and they say, how are you robbing? Yet you're robbing me. You say, how? And that's how we do in the body of Christ. How? How am I robbing? What am I doing? What? I'm here. What? I'm saved. What? He said, you're robbing me with your tithes and your contribution. And I don't want to pilfer. I don't want to take from God, because he owns it all. He owns it all. So I got to make sure I do what I need to do. I'm hurrying, y'all. I'm getting there in a second. Here, look. I type because I believe in my place of worship. I believe in my place of worship. I believe in my store. Here it is, Malachi 3:10. He said, bring the full tithe. Not part of it. Not what you desire. Not what you want. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. This is combat some of our ignorance. And ignorance is not a derogatory term. That just means that you don't know. You're ill-informed. And I'm ignorant about a lot of things. I don't know how I put my key in there. I push the ignition. I'm turning the gear. I don't know how that works. I'm ignorant of it.
So there's a lot of things that we just simply just don't know. And here, and what God does, God tells us to bring what we have into the storehouse. So here we can be able to because the purpose of the tithe is provision for the ministry. It is, why do we tithe? Why do we give? To help those who are less fortunate. That's why we give, to help those. We're here to be a help. We're here not to pay bills. We're not First Bank of Truth and Love. But we ought to help the less fortunate. We ought to, why do we tithe? What do we get? To support spiritual leadership. So you can have individuals that's serving in the house of God and working in the house of God, the way you can be able to get a fresh, clear, relevant word from God and get fresh and clear worship of whatever it is that we do. You know, this is why we give. That's why we support our local church. Here, you know why else we tithe? We tithe because it's a vehicle for funding the vision. You can have a big vision and it could be aborted by lack. I said, you can have a big vision. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But it can be aborted by lack. Come on, look at your own individual life. You got all your stuff. Got your screensaver. Got your stuff on your refrigerator. Come on, got all this stuff on your phone. You got to remind you of what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. But if you don't have it, how is it ever going to happen? Big vision can be aborted by lack. But I understand whatever it is I make happen for my local church, God will make it. He'll make it happen for me. And here, so here, as we talk about truth and love, I was going to go through the expenses and all this, but I'm running the treat out of time. I only got about a couple of more minutes, so I got to bring this in. I've already talked to all of my 33 strong. They understand all about this, but let me just skip past the expenses and all that. I was going to show you how it breaks down. You just lash it on there for them real quick. I'm going to show you how things break down and why we type, why we give, where this go, where that go, how this and all that. Come on, that's just for the nosy folks. Keep on going because we got the road. And so what we're doing as it relates to TIL, you see your money in action. You see your money in operation. Where we do campus outreach, where we have Callaway Cove, Matthew 25, where we're feeding people. We're all over the place doing what we need to do in reach, which is benevolence and helping people with their mortgages and their rent and their light bills, their groceries, their gas, etc. Here it is. This is what we do. But listen to me, you all. This is what we do. And this is as it relates to ministry. This is the work of the ministry. This is why we give. This is why we help. This is why we all of us pull together, pull our resources so we can bring impact to the kingdom of God. Because I believe this, that poor people can't help poor people. Come on, y'all are helping me here. I said poor people can't help poor people. If I'm broke myself, I can't help you. If I don't got nothing myself, what can we do? If we're around here struggling, barely trying to pay the light bill, barely trying to pay the mortgage, how can we help anybody? How can we be able to do what we need to do? Oh, but I got to learn how to make sure wherever I am, whatever is feeding me, I need to make sure I'm feeding it. Oh, come on. If you come in, you get the word, you get encouraged, you get equipped, you get empowered. Whatever is feeding you, you ought to feed it. Whatever's helping you, you ought to help it. Whatever's supporting you, you ought to support it. Whatever's blessing you, you ought to bless it. Whatever pours into you, you ought to pour into it. And this ministry has helped you. If this ministry has equipped you, if you're the better because of it, why shouldn't I give? I should give. I'm almost done. I'm going to be right on time. Y'all, it's going to be so amazing. Look, I tithe because God said, put him to the test. The only place in scripture, God say, test me. That's the only place. He said, test me. Oh, come on, y'all. Y'all, we get so squirmish. We start talking about money and honey. Two subjects, money and honey. We don't want to talk about that in church, but that's what we want the most of out of both money and honey. But the preacher shouldn't talk about none. Only place in scripture, God say, put me to the test. Yes, he did. Malachi 3:10. He said, and thereby, put me to the test, says the Lord of armies, the Lord of hosts. Put me to the test. Ooh, look at it. Listen to this. It's going to be good. God cannot let you go under when you are tither. I said, God cannot let you go under. Now hear me real good. There's going to be some seasons of squeezing. There's going to be some times where it's tighter than a mug. Come on. There's going to be some times that where you just got to say, well, I ain't going to be able to do it this week. I ain't finna be hiding. I'm going to answer the phone. Hey, I ain't got it. I call me next week. There's going to be some times it's going to be like, there's going to be some time that's rough. You got to choose here or choose there. But can I tell you that God will not let you go under the blessings of the Lord. Proverbs 10:22 said, make it rich and add no sorrow. God said he will not withhold any good thing to those of us that love him and honor him. God won't let you go under when you tithe. Yeah, no, he won't. He won't let you go under. I'm getting ready to get out of here. Let me, if you don't mind helping me here, bro. Right. If you don't mind, I'm getting ready to get. Is anybody getting blessed by this? Y'all getting blessed by this? I miss God. I need to go back and pray. Let me see. I online. Maybe I gotta go back and pray. I don't know. I'm gonna try to make it plain. I'm gonna take away all the excuses. Let me borrow this. I'm gonna take that for you. Thank you so much. Let me make it plain. Here we got some Gideon right here. We got some Gideon. I'm not sure how many it is, but let's see how many get it. Are you staying with me, Mr. Cameraman back there? Are you staying with me? Okay. So this is 1, 2. Can y'all help me preach a little bit here? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 10. So it's 10. I wish I knew what tithing meant. What tithing? Tithing mean a tenth. So it's 10. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 10. Okay. So God say, I just want this. And you can have all of that. He said, you can have the other. Now, just because you can't spend all the rest of this at the strip club. You can't smoke this up. You can't drink this up. You're still going to be broke. Don't work that way now. You said, can't just get, I paid my tithes and then you live like the devil and every other, that ain't how it work now. So let me say that too. That ain't how that work. So let me be clear. But it's amazing that we'll have a problem with this. But then, as I talk about all the time, all my stupid money, there's been some relationships I've been in to where they gone, nowhere to be found, they uncheated and lied and did all that, and I ain't had no problem with that. Anybody gonna talk to me the way you been with some folk? Oh boy, y'all are real quiet. Y'all ain't been with some folk the way you know they ain't mean no good, and you just like, I'm paying a car note, you getting them out of jail, you doing all kind of stuff, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, oh, anybody know, so no, this is the wrong crowd. None of y'all never had no stupid money before. The way they home playing the game and you working, and they dropping you off from work, and they taking your car and riding around all day, and you don't even mind, but then when it comes to church, we big pimping. But can I tell you the last reason is because it positions me. Put that up for me. It positions me for supernatural increase. It positions me. Because what God does, when I trust Him with this, He not only blesses the rest, He protects the rest. Come on, gotta go help me. So when the enemy come to try to get the rest of my stuff, he's going to rebuke the devourer for my sake. Oh, come on here. I had a black cloth on this. And I said, no, I need a red cloth. Oh, because I need the plug. Y'all are going to help me here. Oh, have you ever been there before that where God will protect what you have? God will protect what the rest that you have because you blessing him what it is that he's giving you. And you saying, God, I don't know how my car's still riding. Somebody asked me the other day, how many miles you got on your car? I said, I don't know. Oh, come on. Keep on licking and keep on taking the ticket. Come on, y'all are going to help me here. You know you got some Maypop tires, but you just keep on riding. Come on, some of you got 4 different tire brands. Come on, you got 2 Goodyears on the front. Come on here, and then you went out east to Phoenix and gave that man a pack of cigarettes and a $10 bill, and he gave you. Some of y'all are going to talk to me up in here, and you just keep on riding and riding and riding. Can I tell you that God will protect what you have? I'm looking for somebody in here that'll say, I'm looking for God to position me for supernatural increase. Come on, put your hands together. Give God some praise. In here.
That's all I got for you today.
I'm looking for somebody. I don't want to emotionalize you. Nothing wrong with preaching, teaching, all that. Nothing wrong with that. I don't want to emotion. Play something for me. I don't want to emotionalize you. I want you to get this. Because God tells us what we need to do. There's no gimmicks, no games. This is no manipulation. This is the word of the Lord. When I get out that Bible, you get out of truth and love. When I get out that Bible. But whenever it is that God plainly shows us what it is that we need to do and what we ought to bring, I won't have a problem giving them that. What are we talking about? We talking about money? When God has kept my mind? You talking about money? When God has healed my body? You talking about money? When God has saved my soul? You don't ever have to worry about whether or not everybody's standing. You never have to worry about he preaching this because he wants something. God take good care of me. Can I tell you, we started this ministry, and I say this not bragging, but I say this because it's our testimony. We started this ministry, we didn't have anything. The sound that we bought, the original sound, somebody had to put that on their credit. Supposed to be the buying sound that we had. The first sound system that we had, almost went to jail for that one. Because the place we got it from, they closed down. And I was like, oh man, thank you, Jesus. I ain't got to pay them no more. The people looking for their stuff, by the time they caught up with me, I had to go to court over the church sound system. In 2015, we started this church. We had absolutely nothing. But we poured
poured and we poured and we poured. So I don't have to worry about my intentions and my heart and what it is that we're doing. You get compensated where you go, where you work. So do I. I should. That's a whole nother message. This is not what this is about. This is about us doing what we need to do. This is about us advancing the kingdom of God. It's about us coming together and doing what we need to do. There are persons that serve with me and work with me. It's a part of what we call the staff. And all of that supports this local church and helps this local church do what we need to do. And we don't never skimp on outreach. We haven't got to the place where we're getting stuff pouring in and pouring in and pouring in and pouring in and where we can be able to give out the way we want. Not yet. There's going to come a day in time. We're going to be a few food distribution center for the north side. I promise you, it's going to come a day. We're going to have hot food every day, groceries every day. We're going to be able to give out every single day. And I believe in that. And we don't have to wait for a grant. We don't have to wait for no donations from this and that place and that place. I don't got no problem. You know, we're trying to raise this money for this dome to get done. We right now, we're sitting at about $20,000. Come on, that's amen. Y'all tell Lord thank you for that. Sitting at about $20,000. What we're trying to do this year, Truth and Love Nation, y'all come through every single year. We raise about $50,000 on extra almost every single year. If not 50, right at the doorstep. So I know we're going to get this done. But I believe if all of us, come on, I thank God for the 33 strong. I thank God for 33 strong. But I say it again and again and again, if all of us would do our part, I don't got no problem with bake sales, got no problem with fish dinners, car washes, but I don't believe the people of God got to do that. Come on, that's why I'm always slow at doing that. We'll do what we need to do. We had to get that $50,000 to be able to purchase this facility. We'll do what we did, we need to do. We did car washes and chicken sales and all that. But why we got to do that when we the people of God? Why we got to do that when we just can pool our resources? You give your dime, I give my dime, and we do what God has called us to do. Why can't we just do that? I believe we can. I believe we should. The 33 are so strong. Give me that slide, because I skipped over that slide, and we're going to get out of here. The 33 strong. Give me the next one about why they're so strong. Why the 33 is so strong. Why the 33 are so strong. Come on, give me the next one. Listen to this, y'all. 37% of TIL Nation don't tithe anything. This is why the 33 strong was so strong. Now, maybe you tithe, you don't put it in an envelope. You got to put it in an envelope. We don't know. We're not looking at what you're giving like that. You got to put it in an envelope. 37% of TIL Nation, we got hundreds of people knocking on the doorstep, 400-500 members. And 37% of that number don't give anything. Give me my next number. 23% give 55%. About half of the time, they give something. They give a tithe half of the time. How would your house look if only half of your checks could hit your house? Let me keep going. Let me next one. 7% of Truth and Love gives 75% of the time. And we're grateful. We thank God for you. This is why the 33 strong are so strong. Even with the 33 strong, those I consider 33 strong, we consider 33 strong. Give me the last one. That is 33% of TIL Nation give 80% to 100% of the time. We only have a handful to give 100% of the time. So we grandfather, because like it was gonna be like nobody if we didn't grandfather the 80% of that. I really would have been sick. Then I really would have been saying, Jesus, come. So we grandfathered 80%. This is what this message is about. I'm not trying to hide nothing from you. I'm just being as honest and upfront as I possibly can. I want to challenge you to do what you need to do. And this is your church. You get fed here. Don't tithe the TD Jakes. Don't tithe the Creflo and tithe to all these other big T people that you love and you watch and you send your money and all it. You're out of order. You're out of order. If this is your local church, you ought to give. And this is not your local church, and I say the same thing is true. If this is not your local church, you're tithing here and you're a member somewhere else, you're wrong as well. You're out of order. It doesn't work that way. You ought to give what you're planting. You ought to bloom what you're planting. You ought to feed.
Thank you for listening to Truth and Love Ministries. Located at 1989 Dunn Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida, 32218, under the loving leadership of Pastors Colby and Camilla Nesbitt. Join us for our Sunday morning worship experience at 9 and 11:15 a.m. We would also love to see you at our Triple Play Thursday, which is our midweek worship experience, kicking off at 12 noon. Corporate prayer at 6 p.m. and concluding with a powerful teaching and walk through the Word at 7 p.m. follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Truth and Love Jax. For more information, call us at 904-683-9843. Again, 904-683-9843.